Al-Ahadiyat, and this is the last and the final and the fifth surah of this time. وَالصَّافَّاتِ صَفًّا وَالزَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا and this وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ذَرْوًا. And this is then the consensus that these ayat denote, it's only one oath. Ayat are five, but the oath is one. And it relates to the horses. The Arabs use these horses for their internal warfare, especially when they had to go and attack some tribe during the night or the small hours of the morning and plundering and looting and then running back. So they needed swift, you know, some camel who can move them. So what these horses were doing for them? They had no enmity with anybody, but only due to the command of their masters, they were taking all these hardships on them. Even when there was fighting, some arrow could have come and pierced the neck of the horse, and the horse is dead. For whom is he fighting? It's none of his business, it's none of his war. But he is faithful, faithful to his master. The master only looks after him, feeds the horse, looks after him. Only that much. Now the man should look. Is he also faithful to his Lord? Who created him? Who is giving him every need, fulfilling all the needs? But are we faithful? No. So this is a reference. وَالْعَاضِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا by the charging horses, steeds, who run, snorting and panting for breath. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا then they strike sparks of fire with their hooves. So they run, you know, the iron attached to their hooves. And it glides with the pebbles and stone, the sparks. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا and then they raise, raid. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَنْ raiding at the dawn. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَنْ فَأَصَرْنَ بِهِ نَحَانْ and when they run, they raise a cloud of dust. Now this is the picture of the horses. فَأَصَرْنَ بِهِ نَحَانْ فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعَى and then they penetrate into the thickest part of the host of the enemy, taking the worst risk. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ look to this horse and look to yourself. Verily, man is ungrateful to his Lord. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ and he himself is a witness to it. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا only if he keeps down his heart. وَإِنَّهُ لَحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ and he is vehemently in love for the wealth of this world. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ does he not know? When the graves will be overturned and excavated out whatever will be in them. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ and that which is in the hearts will be brought out and made manifest. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَ يَجِلَّ خَبِيرٌ verily your Lord on that day is well aware of them. This is a big threat. Allah knows everything that you did. So we should say, Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Allah, from us, you take the reckonings with ease. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim. Wa nafa'ni wa iyaakum bil ayati wa fikri.